time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Now, from Greyhound Racing New South Wales to 22.11, Dave Carlson joins me. How are you, Dave?
I'm well, thanks, Cozzy. Looking forward to a fantastic weekend of chasing. There's an absolute glut, and bring it on.
Now, the State of Origin Series, what's happening there?
Wes, the Greyhound State of Origin Series is nigh. Yes, Sean, it's state against state, mutt against mutt, I guess you could say. It's all happening on Thursday night, June the 6th, at Albion Park in Brisbane. Now, that's the night after the Rugby League State of Origin clash at Suncorp Stadium. The Greyhound Series will again feature three races, a 520-metre sprint, with four runners from each state engaged. There'll be a 710-metre distance origin race once again, with four from New South Wales and four from Queensland, and a 520-metre match race, just one greyhound from each state, and the best of three wins. Now, former Origin rugby league star Chris Walker is again the captain, or the ambassador, of the Maroons, while Terry Hill is running the show for New South Wales, and we're hoping to get Terry on the line. He was in Brisbane last night for the big launch of the series. Terry's with us. Tez, good morning. Queensland robbed us last year. Revenge is going to be sweet this year.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Now, look, I tell you what, we've seen it all down here over the years, Terry, in the Origin, that Queensland referee, Barry Gomesall. We've had Greg Inglis, who's from Bowraville in New South Wales, playing for Queensland. Fans throwing cans at our players when King Wally was sent to the bin, when we all know he should have been sent off and suspended for 50 matches. And, Terry, I've sworn on many, many occasions when I've been in Brisbane, mostly the morning after, I swear that I've had my Bundy rum spiked. So it's a very dodgy and dangerous state to be in.
Well, let me tell you, we had a great night last night for the launch of it. And even though they won last year, I copped a little bit of flack. But they're complaining that their dogs are, you know, they're not as good as they were last year and all that crap, and they're carrying injuries. And I said, well, it's our turn. Revenge is on its way.
It sounds like they do in the rugby league, Terry. They're always the underdogs. There's always problems, isn't there?
They kept complaining last night, and I said, listen, I've had enough of that garbage. I copped it all through the playing career of State of Origin. So this is a revenge. I believe we've got the best dogs to win this Origin, and it's going to be a super night of racing.
Yeah, Terry, the New South Wales Origin squad, it's just brimming with superstars. The sprinters, Zipping Bailey, Jamela Jett, Federal Lily, Mystic Riot, Feral Frankie, Bucks Future, King Kratos, Good Odds Harada, just to name a few. While in the staying ranks, you've got the siblings, Veloce Nero, Poco Dorado, Blue Moon Rising, Two Times Twice, along with Mbai, Little Digger, and Kanzan. That's some squad.
It is some squad. And the interesting bit, Dave, out of it is that last year, it was the first concept, and the New South Walesmen, they weren't too sure whether to come, whether not to come. It was such a success last year. We've had people knock us over to try to get their dogs in this year's Origin Series. That's how successful it was last year. It'll be 10 times bigger this year, and there's that many trainers from the Blues that want to be involved in it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the teams are going to be finalised and announced on May the 31st. The box draw is taking place on June the 3rd. I'm not sure about Chrissy Walker, but you bring a wealth of greyhound knowledge to the New South Wales squad, Terry. You're a long-time greyhound owner and breeder, and you're also famous for your work with NADS, the champion footy show greyhound. Have you still got that gold blazer still that you used to wear?
Well, let me tell you, I might even pull it out once we win this year's series.
Well, but, NADS, of course... Yeah, go on.
No. It's just, look, at the concept last year, people thought, well, we'll see how it goes. It went that good. And it's 10 times bigger this year. And last night we had an unbelievable night. Even for the opening, the crowd at the track was unbelievable. It was, you know, it was there. I will definitely be there for the box draw just to make sure nothing goes on behind the scenes, hopefully they don't get too many one or eight boxes.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to watch that bloke. I think his name's Jerry Mander. He's been around since Joe Bjelke Peterson's times, and he'll be up to something, Jerry Mander, that's for sure. But Terry, the Mark Hughes Foundation, they'll be raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation again. I believe every dog wearing the blue rug wins $1,000 for the foundation from Racing Queensland. Beanies will be on sale too. But Terry, congratulations on your reappointment as the New South Wales team ambassador. Go the Blues on June the 6th. We'll speak to you before then. And thanks very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for all your support with the Greyhounds.
Terry Hill, there's Sean, and all I can say is, go the mighty Blues. We're going to smash them.
All right. Now, the Golden East Street champ's moving. What's happening?
Well, I tell you what, the little champ, Zipping Bailey, jumped from box two in heat two of the Sapphire Crown at Sandown in Melbourne last night. And as expected, she was last away, but she railed strongly into second place, entering the back straight. And when I saw her so close, I thought, oh, this is going to be time and margins. It was all over by the end of the back straight. Jason McKay's Bonnie Little Bitch taking over and winning by 2.3 lengths in 29.53. She's now won six on the bounce, including the Golden Easter Egg and the Ladies' Bracelet, and bring on the Sapphire Crown Final. Now, for the other New South Wales chasers, we had to settle for second in three heats of the Sandown Cup, with two times twice Blue Moon Rising and Poco Dorado all runners-up for John and Minnie Finn, while Embi for Ruth Maddock finished a gallant fourth in his heat. Staying superstar and defending Sandown Cup champ, Tornado Tears, look, he turned his racetrack comeback into an absolute clinic. He won by nine lengths in 41.37. And in Queensland last night, the Jason Magri-trained Zipping Apollo flew home like a Ferrari to just miss in the Dave Brett Memorial Maiden Final. Certification for Greg Stella was the winner, Sean, but Zipping Apollo came out last and flew home. Another stride would have got the chocks.
All right, now a big weekend of chasing across the state everywhere.
It's going to be huge, cos in New South Wales. Today we have the heats of the Beef Week Cup at Casino. All the best to everyone in the north of the state. While tonight sees the semi-finals of the Richmond Riches and the heats of the Wagga Cup. Tomorrow night at Wentworth Park, Race 8 is a free-for-all to dream of. It features the likes of Good Odds Harada, King Kratos and Jewel Karoma. While tomorrow afternoon in the country, the non-tabbers, Kempsey hosts its cup final. Good luck to everyone at the Kempsey Club. Broken Hill hosts its cup final as well in the Silver City. And on Sunday, it's the Muswellbrook Cup final. Sean, they're also racing non-tabbers across the weekend at Coonabarabran and at Tamworth.
All right, now I've got a couple of tips for today for us.
Yeah, Sean, we'll get ourselves a bank to head into the weekend. There are four New South Wales meetings, commencing with Casino at 12.37. The best bet is in the first race. Race 1, number 1, Bokarm Timmy. 1-1. The best value is race 10, number 1, Rice's Legacy. Race 10, number 1. The Gardens in Newcastle race from 3.34 this afternoon. The best bet, race 3, number 2, Aston Duke. Aston Duke just tumbling in grade. Race 3, number 2. The value bet is the Kennel Mate in race 5, number 8, Zipping Mystic. Race 5, number 8, both for Jason McKay. Wagga kicks off at 7.05 tonight. The best bet is in race 1, number 6, Dana Ace. Race 1, number 6. The best value, race 11, number 8, Lucky Loot. Race 11, number 8. And finally, Richmond races from 20 past 7 tonight. Sean, the best bet is in race 8, number 3, Federal Impact. Race 8, number 3. And the value bet, race number 9, number 8, Salute to Excel.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Dave. Have a top weekend.
And you as well, Cos. Thanks.